Radio Prague News. There is mounting speculation regarding the possible dismissal of Culture Minister Alena Hanáková, who has come under fire for incompetence. The Czech and German interior ministers met in Prague on Thursday to discuss measures aimed at curbing drug smuggling across the common border. And the Czech economy remains in recession, having contracted by 1.1% year-on-year in 2012. There is mounting speculation regarding the possible dismissal of Culture Minister Alena Hanáková, who has come under fire for incompetence. The ruling Topo 9 party, which appointed her to the post on Thursday, met to discuss the situation. The party has come under pressure from its coalition partners, who clearly consider Mrs. Hanáková a weak link in the cabinet. The culture minister says no one has approached her on the matter, but according to well-informed sources cited by Czech television, her party has already approached the head of the Prague Music Academy, Ivo Matej, with an offer for him to take over the Ministry of Culture. Meanwhile, Czech artists have been staging a protest outside the culture ministry over dwindling subsidies for live art. The ministry slashed this year's budget for live art by 100 million crowns to 280 million, sparking protests both from artists and the art committees which hand out grants. Critics say that the ministry's policy is devastating this field of culture. Culture Minister Hanáková has promised to try to find additional funds, but points out that the ministry is restricted by a significantly lower budget due to the government's fiscal consolidation drive. The Czech and German interior ministers met in Prague on Thursday to discuss means of curbing drug smuggling across the common border. Bavarian Saxony report a steep rise in drug trafficking from the neighbouring Czech Republic. The authorities say the problem concerns mainly the homemade drug pervitin, known in Germany as Kristall, and cheap marijuana smuggled across the border both by Czechs and German tourists. There have even been cases of German dealers paying Czechs to come and make the drug pervitin in Germany. The two sides have agreed to intensify cooperation between customs officials, police and the judiciary. The Czech economy contracted by 1.1% year-on-year in 2012, and GDP in the fourth quarter dropped by 1.7% in annual terms and by 0.2% compared to the previous quarter, according to data released by the Czech Statistical Office on Thursday. Higher taxes on consumer goods contributed negatively to the GDP drop, their annual decrease at almost 2%, the office said. The GDP figure is in line with analysts' expectations. The Czech economy has been in recession since the end of 2011. The Prague 1 State Attorney's Office says it will not deal with criminal complaints regarding the presidential amnesty. A spokesman for the office said on Thursday that according to the Constitution, the president had acted fully within his powers in declaring the amnesty, and neither state attorneys nor the police were in a position to challenge the decision. The broad amnesty declared by President Václav Klaus on January the 1st of this year has resulted in the release of over 6,400 prisoners and may pertain to a number of high-profile corruption and embezzlement cases. The maker of the famous herbal liquor Becherovka reports losses to the tune of 100 million crowns as a result of the enforced prohibition last year. The Jan Becher Karlovarska Becherovka company said sales were down by 12% year-on-year. The losses were caused not only by the government enforced ban on spirits, which lasted for over 2 weeks, but by lower exports due to the methanol scare. Close to 40 people died of methanol poisoning in the Czech Republic last year after consuming dangerous bootleg alcohol. Liquor sales dropped by an average 10% as a result and have not yet fully returned to their previous levels. According to the head of the Union of Spirits Producers, Petr Pavlík, 2012 was the worst year for Czech spirit producers since 1990. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring overcast skies and scattered snow showers with day temperatures between 1 and minus 1 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.